Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Erev Tov, shalom, Chaberim, Rastafari Chaberim, associates, brothers and sisters. Here for the Rastafari, the Monday podcast. Here, the Rastafari podcast on Monday. Yes, sir.
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
An Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-N-E-G-O, I-N-E-G-O.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
So here from the Kedase, the liturgy of His Majesty. Here's what is said on the days from Monday to Friday. Here from the second day of the seventh, to the sixth day, from Monday to Friday, from the liturgy of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, from the true church and the professing church, the Church of Philadelphia of Brotherly Love, the only church of the seven churches in Asia, Africa, Asia, Asiatic black men, the only church, according to Revelation, that didn't receive any rebuke or reproof and is connected with David, even the greater David, the greater son. So here's what it said from the Kedase, the sacred liturgy.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion. In kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi yihun inatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Let the nurses shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
And here you hear the word sound, the password, when the Ark of the Covenant is moving forward and the children of Israel moving forward from Numbers. Numbers chapter 6. Interesting. Right here.
Psalm let 6. God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Slash Yah.
The whole place is
So here we got the evening psalm, the standing psalm, the evening psalm for the second day of the Shabuah, the second day of the strong, second day of the week, Psalm 48. And today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 50, very, very important Psalm 50. And in Psalm 50 also, we have a reasonment concerning the true Hebrew triunity, the true Trinity, HaShilush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie. Like to pick up and ride up with that, as well as here for this Shavuot, we have the 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, known as Vayakachel, or some might say Vayachel, in modern Hebrew, Vayachel, in more ancient pointing, Vayakachel. Yakachel mean like to gather, the ingathering, the gathering together. Now, what's interesting about this particular word right here, the kahal, in the Hebrew, kahal means like I assemble. So some translations would have it as Moshe, he assembled the congregation, the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael. Other translators in the English will bring out the sense of, and he assembled, Vayakachel. But really, the true meaning of it, and he churched, he called church. What is church Hebraically? It's the gathering together, the outcalled assembly. Thus, we have the word right here, the key word for the 22nd sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Wa and Yakahel, Yakahel, and He Kahal. The Hebrew word for church is interesting, is the Kehillah, the Kehillah, the Kehillah, the Kahal, and the Kehillah, the gathering. I would say the gathering. So the gathering. So as His Majesty Gormawi Nagusa Nagesh teaches I and we, that the church is not the mere building, but it's I together. I, the members of the body, the corporate body, and the Ras, the Rosh, the Ras, the head. Yes, I, the King of Kings.
Jagatan is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagatan is terrible among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. But when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Almighty. Almighty.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora.
Rastafari, Africa is a must, so no matter what now, cause you have to jump on this bus, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma rahu kentamahu, nivhalu nehepazu. Reada ahazatam sham, hil kayoleda. Beruah kadim, deshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken rainu, beir adonai tsebaot beir elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz, tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismah har tzion, tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzion vehakifuha, sifru migdaleha. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yes, the evening. The evening eyes is right there. And just to clarify, evening and morning, you know, the evening comes before the morning, and the morning is the start of the day. So actually here on the ear, on the podcast, you know, here is actually not at the exact time. Exactly, we would do the evening psalm for, like, say, Tuesday, the next light right now, because that's the beginning. You know, the evening and morning. Well, reason on that, for ones that need that reasoning right there, they're there. Like to ride up with the world Amharic, as Burhana Selassie say in this audio right here. Like the next verse in Amharic.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Yeah.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here, Psalm 48 from the King of Kings, Kedemali Haile Selassie Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Abraham Chabuda.
Africa is a must.
Don't fuss, don't cuss. Yes, I. The Amharic right here, the reader, Abraham Chabuda, here, on the Bower Dove, Sir Coxon Rhythm, evening song.
Rastafari,
second verse.
Africa is a must. Son of a post now, cuss. You have to jump on this about Zion Bond, right?
Do it. مزمور 47 بقنف 48 بهولتنيا سنبت يقوري لجوج يمسدانا مزمور እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቹ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
مزمور منحت شير مزمور لبنكورا
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, I have today's daily psalm, Psalm 50. We also have the Torah reading and feeding, the Hebrew first words right here for the Wayak Ahel. And also recall that in the New Testament scripture, Acts of the Apostles, I think it's chapter 7, Estephanos, St. Stephen, Caduceus Estephanos, first martyr of the Nazarenes, in his declaration, his testimony, his witness, almost like today's daily psalm, like an arraignment or even an indictment of the Israelites and their treatment of HaMashiach in the first advent, the person of Yeshua. It's interesting that when he goes to the history of the children of Israel, he speaks about the church. He says the church in the wilderness. Now, when he says the church in the wilderness, the Hebraic link is to the kahal, the kehillah, the gathering. Wayakahel, and he gathered, he assembled, and he gathered the Bnei Yisrael, and he churched. So we're going to ride up with the Hebrew first words and the first and second aliyot for the first and the second day for the first day called Sunday. That's the first beginning of the Shavua. And here for the Rastafari podcast on the Monday, here this is the second day, the second light. But here, Desiree, and riding up with the theme of the evening psalm, Chaverim, Psalm 48, the Zion theme, here, Sister Desiree with Zion. Yes, ma'am. Of beauty. Interesting right here. Sister Desiree. So here we have Psalm 50 coming forward, but here for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, let's touch on the Hebrew first words and also the first and second aliyah to catch up. Aliyah a day, a reading a day. Yes, I.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. 8:5, the Lamed Hey, Lamed Hey chapter. Here begin my verse 1 for the Hebrew first words. Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this 22nd Kaf Beit, this 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding nine annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And here for this Shabbat Strong, picking up the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, picking up at chapter 35, the Lamed Hey, Lamed Hey chapter. Here picking up at verse 1 for the Hebrew first words. Vayakhel Moshe et kol idata bnei Yisrael vayomer lehem eil hadvarim asher tziwahi huwa la etzeta otam. And Moses assembled all the congregation, the congregation of the children of Israel. Vayakhel, vayakhel, Hebrew first words, vayakhel, vayakhel. Some enunciate it as vayakhel, vayakhel, but actually vayakhel, vayakhel, Moshe et kol idata bnei Yisrael. And Moshe, Moses, assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel. Vayakhel Moshe et kol idata bnei Yisrael. Vayomer elehem, and said to them. Vayomer elehem, and said to them. Eile hadbarim, these are the words. Eile hadbarim, these are the words. Asher tziwah Yehovah la eset otam. These are the words which the Yahweh Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh hath commanded. Asher tziwah Yehovah. That which he who be, we be commanded. Eile hadbarim. Asher tziwah Yehovah. These are the words which Yahweh, which Adonai, hath commanded. La eset otam, that ye, y'all, should do them. La eset otam. Hebrew first words here, for this Kaf Veit, 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I annual Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Vayakhel. And he assembled, Vayakhel Moshe, and Moses assembled, Vayakhel Moshe et kol data bnei Yisrael, Vayomer elehem, Eil hadbarim, Asher tziwahi huwa la eset otam.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, the true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear. Here for the 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first up offering, here for this Shabbat, Vayakhel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, and he assembled. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here, Exodus chapter 35, HaShabbat, the Sabbath in Israel.
here, picking up with Exodus chapter 35, verse 1, here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first up offering, offering up, ascension offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, and he assembled. B'shem Ha'ab v'Habein v'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who ye be, the one. Here, here, here for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first Aliyah. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata b'nei Yisrael. Vayomer lehem eil hadvarim asher siwah Yahuwah la esot otam. The Sabbath in Israel, in Yisrael. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata b'nei Yisrael. And Moshe assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses assembled. Vayakahel Moshe, and Moses gathered, Vayakahel, Kahal, and Moses brought together, gathered together, churched, Kahal, Vayakahel, assembled all the congregation, the witness, the testimony of the sons of Yisrael, Vayakahel Moshe, et kol edat b'nei Yisrael, Vayomer lehem, and said to them, Eile hadvarim. These are the words, these the words, Eile Hadvarim, these the Devarim, Hadvarim, Hadvarim, these are the words, these the words, Eile Hadvarim, Asher Tziwah Yahuwah, La Esot Otam, these the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded, Asher Tziwah Yahuwah, La is so to do, all time to do them, that ye, that y'all should do them. 6 days shall walk, work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth walk, work therein, shall be put to death. Sheshet yamim te'aseh me'laka. וביום השביעי יהיה לכם קודש שבת, שבתון ליהוה, כל העושה בו מלקח יומת. מלקח, 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 throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, upon the Shabbat, the Sabbath day. Lo te va'eru. Lo te va'eru. Lo te va'eru. Eish. Ye all shall kindle no eish. No fire. Lo te va'eru. Te va'eru. Eisha b'kola mishavotechem. B'yom ha'shabbat. Ye all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, the Shabbat day. The tabernacle, Moshe, Moses instructs the people, verse 4. And Moses spake to all the congregation of the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, saying, this, the thing that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded, saying, take ye, take you all from among you an offering to Jehovah, whosoever of a willing heart, let him, make him bring it, an offering of Jehovah, gold and silver and brass. Kehu meya itakem terum la Yahuwah kol ne divalibo yevieha et terumati Yahuwah zahav wa kesef u nechoshet. The gifts of Ha'am, the gifts of the people. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 to 8. Here, Exodus chapter 35, verse 6. And blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here. And ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim, acacia wood. And oil for the light and spices for anointing, Messiah oil. And for the sweet incense, the sweet ishens. And onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the choshen, the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, his covering, his thatches, his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets. Ha'aron, the ark, the tabot, and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat, and the veil of the covering, the table and his staves, and all his vessels, and the shewbread, the lampstand, ha'menorah, also for the light, and her furniture, and her lamps, and the oil for the light, and the eishens, the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet eishens, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with the brazen grate, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, and his base, the hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords, the cloths of service to do service in the holy HaKodesh, in the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron HaKohen, the priest, and the garments for Benaiah, for his sons to minister in the priest's office, and all the congregation, the aggregation of the children of Yisrael departed from the presence of Moshe, departed from the presence of Moses. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, here for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, and he assembled, Sabbath, and he charged. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 21, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering up ascension offering, the second reading here, for this Shabbat, Vayakahel. And they came. Wayavu, wayabou, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. Wayavu, call ish, ashara, nisao, libo. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. They brought Yahuwah, Jehovah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, and for all his service, and for the holy, the set-apart garments. Wayavu akol ish ashera nisao libo wakol ashera nadva ruho oto heyaviu aeta turumati Yahuwa liya melekata ohelamu eda ulkola evodato ula bigde hakodesh. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold like Yahuwah to Jehovah, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here, red skins of rams and badger skins brought. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought Yahuwah Jehovah's offering. Every man with whom was found shittim wood, acacia wood, for any work of the service, brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that they had spun of blue and of purple, of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom and chokmah spun goats here. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, ha-ephod, and for ha-choshen, and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, the christening, the messiahing oil, and for the sweet incense, the sweet eishens. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, brought a willing offering to Jehovah, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses, to be made by the hand of Moshe. Moshe, 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 Moshe.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
The assistant priest shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that he accept their ready mind, that he grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters. And ours also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Ekziavihar Amlakachin Yahuwalheinu, the Lord our God, who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly,
and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give. Thine acceptance of their ready mind grant thou to everyone. Let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion, both now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Thank you for whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children?
Find your peace, I've been approvable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day, today, today. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
So here today's daily psalm, Psalm 50. Let's get a first hear of Psalm 50, Have the Royal in Heart, from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzav Kedus of Karmali Haile Selassie, and also going to the Hebrew Build. And in today's Psalm 50 is themed in arraignment, like in court, when one is getting arraigned. Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, I and I, being arraigned right here. Yes, I, and even the children of the Ethiopians. It applies, are you not as the children of Ethiopians unto me? Here, let's ride out first.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
50.
Mizmor nun, mizmor le'asaf, asaf, 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 asaf. Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord.
Dibber vayikra
aretz, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Going down unto the going down unto the going down.
Mimizrach shemesh ad
out of Zion, the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi,
michlal yofi,
michlal yofi, michlal yofi.
God hath shined,
hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu,
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 Eloheinu, Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this.
Ar'ennu beyesha belohim.
Salvation of God. 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 Salvation of God.
So the salvation, Yeshua, Kedemal HaDeSelassie shows I and the salvation, the living Yeshua. Yes, all right, so we're going to write up the Royal Amharic right here, first up, but first this.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little, that they might go, and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Fully catch it on the replay, fully catch it on the replay, fully catch it on the replay, 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 on the replay. You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes I, Rastafari, so call in, 515-602-9761, call in, 515-602-9761, call in, 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes.
What a offer, you know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer, you know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Hey yo, what a offer, you know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer,
You know see that gave us life. Give thanks unto the black Christ. Check it. Men and people are knife on like cherish life. Alright, them a work be the antichrist. Them want blood be drink, them want flesh be slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's the greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice. Red, gold and green of the ice. You say, yo, what a hammer. You know nothing that gave us life. Free without heart, priceless without price. What a hammer. You know nothing that gave us life. Give thanks unto the black Christ. You say, yo, what a hammer. You know nothing that gave us life. Free without heart, priceless without price. What a hammer. You know nothing that gave us life. Give thanks unto the black Christ.
All right. Okay, here. I'm going to play this audio right here, the one in court, because it's a court case. That's what it is. It's a court case right here, today's daily psalm. I'm going to write up the Royal Amharic. First, Native Speaker Abraham Chebudev from His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, then go through the verse by verse after this.
La zona blanca.
The case of
the case of Jah versus Israel.
Oh yeah.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
New King's Bible here, Royal Amharic on the Judgment Time Rhythm. Yes, I, today's daily psalm.
Mazmur Arbazadeh, Bakanda Tamsa. Ye Asaf Mazmur. Yamalik Tamla Fijab here Tanag. Katahayim Moch Ajam Rose Kamagviad Rasmidrin Tara. Katuru Beskat Yon. እግዚአብሔር ግልጽ ሆኖ ይመጣል አምላካችን ይመጣል ዝምም አይልም እሳት በፊቱ ይቃጠላል በዙሪያውም ብዙ አውሎ አለ በላይ ያለውን ሰማይን ምድርንም በሕዝቡ ለመፍረድ ይጠራል ከእርሱ ጋር ለመሥዋዕት ኪዳን የቆሙትን ቅዱሳኑን ሰብስቡልን ሰማያት ጽድቁን ይናገራሉ እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና ሕዝቤ ሰማኝ ልንገርህ እስራኤልም ሰማኝ ልመስክርብህ አምላክህ እኔ አምላክህ ነኝ ስለ ቁርባንህ የምዘልፍህ አይደለሁም የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህ ሁሉ ጊዜ በፊቴ ነው ከቤትህ ፍሪዳን ከመንጋህም አውራ ፍየልን አልወስድም የምድረ በዳ አራዊት ሁሉ በሺህ ተራራዎች ያሉ እንስሶችም የኔ ናቸውና የሰማይ ላዋ ሁሉ አውቃል የምድረ በዳራዊትም በኔ ዘንድ ናቸው ብራብም ላንተ አልነግርህ ዓለምና ሞላው የኔ ነውና የፍሪዳውን ስጋ በላለሁን የፍየሩንስ ደም እጠጣለሁን ለእግዚአብሔር ምስጋናን መስዋዕት ሰዋ ለልዑልም ስለትህን ስጥ በመከራ ቀን ጥራኝ አድንህም አለሁ አንተም ታከብረኛለህ ኃጢአተኛውን ግን እግዚአብሔር አለው ለምን አንተ ሕጌን ትናገራለህ ኪዳኔንም ባፍህ ለምን ትወስዳለህ አንተስ ተግሣጤን ጠላ ቃሎቼንም ወደ ኋላህ ጣል ሌባውን ባየህ ጊዜ ከእርሱ ጋር ትሮጥ ነበር እድል ፈንታህንም ከአመንዝሮች ጋር አደረግ አፍህ ክፋትን አበዛ አንደበትህም ሽንገላን ተበተ ተቀምጠህል ወንድምህን አማኸው ለእናትህም ልጅ እንቅፋት አኖር ይህን አድርገህ ዝም አልሁ
እኔ እንዳንተ ሆን ዘንድ ተረጣ እዘልፋለሁ በፊትህም ቆማለሁ እግዚአብሔርን የምትረሱና አንተ ይሄን አስተውሉ አለዚያ ግን ይነጣል የሚያድንም የለም ምስጋናን የሚሰዋ ያከብረኛል የእግዚአብሔርን ማዳን ለርሱ የማሳይበት መንገድ ከዚያል
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
Is that a winner? Mezmor? Hey, how much? Here, here, here. Here's today's daily psalm. Salam to Taina Yisraelin. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek. Melchizedek, the righteous king. And here in the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, referred to as HSV, Haile Selassie version, and here we compare and contrast side by side with the KJV, today's daily psalm. A couple of first words right here. Here we have Mezmor Hamsa, Mezmor Hamsa, Hamsa, the 50th psalm. Hebraically in the Sefer Tehillim, it says Israel's a rain. Israel is a rain, an arraignment psalm. And that word from Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Naum Yahuwah, Jehovah says, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? So thus we take this in the rhema word, Ethiopia, Israel, Israel arraigned. Ethiopians at home and abroad, take heed, Tzimunye. So we have Mezmor Dawit, Psalm of David, Hamsa, 50th Psalm. Bemenfesina, Beunet Mamlek, Mamlek, to worship, right, to worship in the divine. It has to do with the divinity and divine. In a sense, often translated as worship, Bemenfes in spirit. Menfes, from the Nefesa, breathing and the breath and the spirit, the irid. Bemenfesina, in spirit, and Beunet, Ilnet, truth. Ilnet, reality, the objective truth. Bemenfesina, Beunet, Mamlek. Worship in spirit and in truth. The theme of today's daily psalm, Mezmor Hamsa. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemralen, we begin. Beginning with the superscription, Yeh Asaf Mezmor, Yeh Asaf of Asaf Mezmor, a psalm of Asaf. Yeh Asaf Mezmor. Kutr And, verse 1. Yeh Amalik Zamlake, Kizyavi Hirtanagre, Kaz Ayim Ochajim Roiska Megbiyawa Dres, Midrinat Arat. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Ya'amalik tamlak egziyah viher tenagre. the God of gods, the source of sources, Ya'amalik Tamlak, Egaziyavihar, the sustainer, the father, the generous, the open-handed, generous, Egaziyavihar, the generous father, the sustainer, Tanagre, Tanagre, have spoken, Ya'amalik Tamlak, Egaziyavihar, Tanagre. Kut Ahayim Mauchajim Ro, from the sun's coming forward, Maucha, coming out, Jemro, starting from the sun's coming forward, coming out, Iska Megbiyawa Deres, till the going, her going, Megbiyawa Deres, Midrint Arat, he has called her, the earth, he has called her, he has called the earth, and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, Kut Ahayim Maucha Jemro, Iska Megbiyawa Deres, Midrint Arat. Uter Hulet, verse 2. Ka kabrua uveta ka sionek gaziabihar gilita hono yimeta. Out of Zion, ka sion, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, e gaziabihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the excellent, our Father, hath shined. Ka kabrua bet. From his glory, Wubet, the beauty of his glory, cut Sion, from Zion, Ekaziyavi Haragilit Ahono is revealed, the sustainer is revealed, being revealed, Ekaziyavi Haragilit Ahono Yimetal, he comes being revealed, Ekaziyavi Har comes being revealed, Kakabru Wubeta, cut Sion, from the beauty of his glory, from Zion, Kuter. Source, verse 3. Amlakachin yemetal, zimim ma'ayilim, isat befitu yikat alal, bezuriyawim abizu awlo ale. Our source, our God, our source shall come. Amlakachin yemetal, zimim ma'ayilim, and shall not keep silence. Zimim ma'ayilim, isat befitu yikat alal. Isat befitu yikat alal, a fire, isat, a fire shall devour before him, befitu yikat alal, shall burn, yikat alal, isat befitu before him, yikat alal, bezuriyawim bezu awlo ale. And it shall be very tempestuous round about him, bezuriyawim. And round about him, bizu, nuff, aulo, nuff, storms, tempest, aulo, ale, there is nuff, storm. Kuter arat, verse 4. Belay alawina samayin, midrinema behizbu ale mefreda yiteral. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Belay alawina samayin. That which the heaven, which is above, midrinema, and the earth, behizbu, upon his people, lemefred, to judge, lemefred, yitaral, he's calling, kuta amist, verse 5. Ka'er sugar, lemeswa'ita kidan, yekomutin, kidusanunna seba sibulet. Seba Sibulet, gather my saints, Kedusanun, Seba Sibulet, gather my saints, my holy ones together to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, Ka'ar Sugar, with me, with him, Ka'ar Sugar, Lemes Wa'ita, for sacrifice, a kidana yekomutin, they have established a covenant for sacrifice. Kidusanuna seba sibulet, kuter sidist, verse 6. Samayata sidkuni nagral, ikiziyari herifarajin nowina. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Samayat, the heavens of sidkun. Sidku, his righteousness is Sidkun, his righteousness in Nagralu. They shall, the heaven, Samayat, Sidkun in Nagralu. They shall tell Egziyavihar, Faraj Nawinna. Egziyavihar, Faraj Nawinna. Egziyavihar, for Egziyavihar, the stain of the good, the generous, the excellent, our Father is judge. Egziyavihar, Faraj Nawinna. Kutel Sabbat, verse 7. Hizbe Semanye Linagare Israelim Semanye Lea Meskarve Amlakisane Amlakisaneng Hizbe, my people, Semanye Seman Seman, hear me, Lingare Lingare. Hear me and I will speak. Hizbe Samanye Linagare Israelim and Israel Samanye. Hear I Le Mesakarbi and I will testify against the I Le Mesakarbi. Amlakisine Amlakihineng and the source God I your source your God I am in Ne Amlakihineng. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against the I, God, even thy God. Kutel Semint, verse 8. Sele korbanih yemazalifi haidelehum, yemik atela meswaitihu lgizebe fiteno. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, or thy burnt offerings to have been continually, itinually before me, before I. Sile korbani yema yema zalifih aidelahum yemik atela meswaitih ahul gizeya defiteno. Kutel zeteng, verse 9. Kabeitih afridana kamen gahima aurafialina ala wasidim. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. Kaveteh fridan kamen gahim auraf yelina ala wasdim. Kuter aser, verse 10. Yemidre bedara witohulu beshit rarocha yalu insisochema yene nakshawina. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Yemidre beda arawit hulu of the wilderness, the arawit, the beast of the wilderness. Yemidre beda arawit hulu beshi terawot yalu on thousand mountains. Beshi she a thousand beshi terawot mountains yalu in Sisochim. And the animals, the cattle, interpreted here in the KJV, upon a thousand mountain. Yenne, yehine, yenne, of I, mine, yenne, mine, nachawina, for they are. Kuterasara and, verse 11. Yes, mayena, wafulu aukalo. Yemidre bedara witima, bene zenacho. I know all the fowls, the birds, flying creatures, the fowls of the mountains. Interesting right here, Bamarinya, in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Negusa Neges. In Kutel Asara An, it says, Yesamayin of the heavens, Yesamayin a'iwaf, a'iwaf, Yesamayin a'iwaf hulu. A'iwaf, using this archaic, the g'iz construction for the wolf, the birds, a'iwaf, a'iwaf, the birds, yesamayin, a'iwaf, a'iwaf, hulu aukalo, all of them I know, yemidre bedar awitim, and the beast, the wild beast, the arawit of the field, it says in the KJV, here it has yemidre beda, of the wilderness, yemidre beda arawitim, bene zenda nacho. They are mine. Bene zend nacho. Kuterasara hulet. Verse 12. Berabim laante ala negrehim. Alamina molau yenne nawina. Berabim laante ala negrehim. Alamina molau yenne nawina. If I were hungry, berabim. And if I were hungry, birabim, birabim. And if I were hungry, le'anta al-negrehim, I would not tell thee. Le'anta to the I male. Le'anta al-negrehim, I would not tell you. Alimna molau yenenuna. Alim, the world, for the world. Alimna and molau, and the fullness, and its fullness. Yenne. My, yeah, inne, yenne, no winna, for it is mine. Uttarasara source. Verse 13. Yefridawina Siga Ebelalahune. Yefialunisa damit et alahune. Will I eat the flesh of bulls? Yefridawina Siga Ebelalahune. Ebelalahune. Will I eat? Will I eat the flesh of bulls? Yefridawina Siga Ebelalahune. Yefialunisa dam et alahune. Or drink the blood of goats. Yef yalunisa dem it etalhunne. Uter asra arat. Verse 14. Le gziarihar yem miskanana meswa ita sawa. Le ulema siletehin sit. Offer to a gziarihar, sustainer of the good, the generous Abba Father, thanksgiving. Le gziari her yem miskanana meswa ita sawa. Le gziari her for gziari yem miskanan of miskana meswa it sacrifice sawa sacrifice sacrifice the sacrifice of miskana of thanksgiving of gratitude of praises to gziari the sustainer. Le gziari her yem miskanan meswa ita sawa. Le ulema siletehina sit. And pay thy vows to the Most High. Le l'ul, 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 the Most High, the Sovereign. Le l'ulim, and to the Most High, the Sovereign. Siletehinna sit, siletehinna sit. Give your vows, your silet, siletehin, your male vows. Le l'ul, l'ul, to the Most High, to the Prince, to the Sovereign. Le l'ulima, siletehinna sit. Kutarasara Amis, verse 15. Bemekra kenat rang. Adinehi malo. Antema tatabrenyale. And call upon me, call upon I in the day of trouble. Bemekra, bemekra, mekra, trouble ken day. Bemekra ken in the day of trouble. Terang, 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 terang. Bemekra kenat rang. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I dinihi malo, and I will deliver the eye, make the eye safe, make the eye dehna dehna. I dinihi malo, I will deliver the eye, make the eye dehna antem, and the eye antem, the eye male antem, takabrenyale, takabrenyale, and the eye will glorify. I, that I will honor, I, that I will celebrate, I. Takavrenyale, takavrenyale, antem takavrenyale. Uter asara sidist. Just a note on that word, the honor, word honor and glory. Often translated in the KJV, tends to be two different words in the English, but it comes to the root of kabre, kabre. You get kabre, 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 kabura. You know, the word for honor is the same as the word for glory, but it has a practical application of eye liberating and celebrating. Antem takavrenyale uterasara sidist, verse 16. Chatiatenyawin again ekaziavi her alo. Lemenante higena tinagrale. Kidane nema beafihe. Lemen to westale. But to the wicked or chatiatenyao, to the sinner, to the anka, chatiatenyaoin, gin, but to the anka, the lacker, ekaziavi her alo. Ekaziavi her alo. Ekaziavi, the sustainer. The sustainer has said, says to the sinner, the anka, chatiatenyaoin, gin, ekaziavi her alo. Lemon, ante, higaina tenagrale? Lemon, why? Ante the I male higin, my lord, tenagrale, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Why do you speak my law? Kidane nim be'afihi, and my covenant, kidane nim, and as for my covenant, be'afihi, in your mouth, in your male mouth, be'afihi, lemon to us dale. Lemon to Westale, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, be'afih. Lemon, why to Westale? Why do you take my covenant in thy mouth? Uttarasara Sabat. Verse 17. Antesa tegasas e natella. Seeing thou hatest instruction, antes and I male texas en tela, tegasas en tela, and you hate reproof, rebuke, reproof, antes texas en tela, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind the eye, kalochenim. Aloche, my words, alochenim, wadehuala, behind the eye, tale, tale, and casts my words, the aloch, alochenim, wadehuala, tale, and casts my words behind the eye. Kutar asara cement, verse 18. Lebawina bayehi gizeya karsugara terota neber. Idilla fenata hinema ka menezeroch gara de reg. When thou sawest a thief, a thief, leba, lebawin, and the thief, lebawina bayehi gizey, when you, male, the eye, saw leba, the thief. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him. Here in the Royal Amharic it reads Ka Arsugar, and with him, with Arsu, Ka Arsuga, Terot Nebar, you ran with him, and you ran with him. Lebawin Bayahi Gize, Ka Arsugar Terot Nebar, you ran with the thief when you saw the thief. Idilla Fentahinim Ka Menazaroch Gara Dareg, and has been partaker with adulterers. Had your lot, through casting your lot with adulterers. Idilla fanatahinim kamen amenzaroch, amenzaroch, adulterers kamenzaroch gar adareg. You did, you made your lot with adulterers. Utarasaras, asarazetain. Verse 19, asarazetain. Afih kufatina beza, andebetehima shingalana tebeteve, tebeteve. Thou givest thy mouth to evil. Afih, afih, kufatin abeza, abeza. Your mouth, the eye's mouth, afih, kufatin, to evil, abeza. Increase, you increase your mouth, you increase your mouth, abeza, to the kufat, to the evil. Afih, kufatin abeza, andebetehim mashin galana tebetebe. And thy tongue frameth deceit. KJV reads, here in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, Negusa Neges, the Metzav Kedus, it says, Andevet to him, your style of speech, Andevet, Andevet to him, Andevet to him, Shingalan, flattery, Tebeteve, Tebeteve, give your mouth to flattery. Kutal Haya, verse 20. Tekem te when the mehina maho le na tehima licha in kafata noris. Thou sittest, tekem te, tekem te. Thou sittest, speakest against thy brother when the mehina maho, when the mehina maho, and speakest against thy wendim, when the mehina maho le na tehima lich. And the eyes, mother's child, the mother's son, le na tehima lich, in kafata norih, in kafata, a stumbling stone, in kafata norih, you set up, the eyes set up a thing of stumbling for your own mother's son. Here in the KJV it says, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. Kutar Hayaant, verse 21. Yihin adarge zima alahu ine indante honzenat retri izalifahalo befitehim ekomalo. These things, hast thou, the eye, done. And I kept silence. Yihin adarge zim alahu. I kept silent with the eye. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove the eye and set them in order before thine eyes. Inne, inde, ante, inne, I, inde, like ante, like the I male, inne, inde, ante, honzen, to be a teretere. You thought this is a lifahalo. I reprove the eye, befite him, ikomalo. And in your perception, ikomalo. Interesting, this word, ikomalo. Like, I will stand, I will cause it to stand, also in the sense of rising up, almost like resurrect, right? Resurrect, right? But in the first one, it says, teretere, almost like to doubt or to argue. You argued. You almost like argued in a kind of doubtful sense. And then Dante Honzena Teretere is a lifahalo, reproving one, is a lifahalo. Befite him ikomalo, set it in your presence. Rise it up in the eye presence. Kutela Haya Hulet, verse 22. Now consider this, ye y'all that forsake Egeziah, the stain of the good, the generous, our Father, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Egeziah, harin, the sustainer, yemitaresu, y'all that forget, enante, you all, y'all forgetting, you all the pronoun, enante. Oh, y'all who forget, Egeziavi, her sustained the good, the generous, our Father. Egeziavi, her rinya, mitaresu, enante. Yehin, astaulu. Yehin, this, astaulu. This, consider. Become sense able to understand, to understand this. Understand this. Consider this. Understand this. Become intelligent to this. Yehin as tolu aleziagin. Otherwise, on the other hand, yinetikal. In the KJV, it says, lest I tear you in pieces. Here it says, yinetikal. Lest it or he tear you in pieces. Yinetikal. Netika. Yemiyadinim, and one to save you. Yemiyadinim. Yemiyadinim, and one to make you dahna. Dena. To safe and safety and well. Yemiyadinim, yellem. There be not one to save you. KJV has, and there be none to deliver. Yemiyadinim, yellem. Kutarahaya source, verse 23. Miskana yemisawa yakavrenyal. Ye giziyari herinna madana la ursua yamasayiveta menget kazial. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Miskana yamisawa yakavrenyal. Miskana, thanks, praises, gratitude. Yamisawa, yamisawa, one who sacrifices, offers. Miskana, miskana, yamisawa yakavrenyal. Honoreth, glorifieth, celebrateth, elaborateth I. Miskana yamisawa yakavrenyal. Ye giziavirin madana lersu yamasayiveta menged. Kazial, Yegziavi Harin of Exiavi Madan, salvation of Exiavi, the sustainer, the Arsu, to him, Yamasayibet, I showing the salvation of Exiavi Har to him, the way of salvation, Yamasayibet, the men get, Kazial, from Theya it is, from Theya it is, Yegziavi Harin Madan, La Arsu, Yamasayibet, the men get. Kazial, whoso offereth miskana glorifieth I, and to him that ordereth his conversation, all right, will I shew the salvation of a Kazial.
Oh, simu, koi, isti, miskana, bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zachopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So miskana, I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana, let mean miskana, day by day. Day by day we give praise. So shekla, Shekla has come to baptize no!
Let them finish, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
We can rely on the conquering lion.
And here you hear native speaker Abraham Chabuda went through verse by verse. Here you hear, just to hear it again. Yes, I. Capella style, a cappella. Yes, I.
Mazmur Arbazatin, Bakan Nifhamsa. የአሳፍ መዝሙር ያማልክት አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ተናገረ ከፀሐይም መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያዋ ድረስ ምድርን ጠራ ከክብሩ ውበት ከጽዮን እግዚአብሔር ግልጥ ሆኖ ይመጣል አምላካችን ይመጣል ዝምም አይልም እሳት በፊቱ ይቃጠላል በዙሪያውም ብዙ አውሎ አለ በላይ ያለውን ሰማይን ምድርንም በሕዝቡ ለመፍረድ ይጠራል ከርሱ ጋር ለመስዋዕት ኪዳን የቆሙትን ቅዱሳኑን ሰብስቡለት ሰማያት ጽድቁን ይናገራሉ እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና ሕዝቤ ስማኝ ልንገርህ እስራኤልም ስማኝ ልመስክርብህ አምላክህ እኔ አምላክህ ነኝ ስለ ቁርባንህ የምዘልፍህ አይደለሁም የሚቃጠል መስዋዕት ሁሉ ጊዜ በፊቴ ነው ከቤት ፍሪዳን ከመንጋህም አውራፍ የደን አልወስድም የምድረ በዳ አራዊት ሁሉ በሺ ተራራዎች ያሉ እንሰሶችም የኔ ናቸውና የሰማይን አዋፍ ሁሉ አውቃለሁ የምድረ በዳ አራዊትም በኔ ዘንድ ናቸው ብራብም ላንተ አልነግርህም ዓለምና ሞላው የኔ ነውና የፍሪዳውን ስጋ በላለሁን የፍየሉንስ ደም እጠጣለሁን ለእግዚአብሔር ምስጋናን መስዋዕት ሰዋ ለልዑልም ስለትህን ስጥ በመከራ ቀን ጥራኝ አድንህም አለሁ አንተም ታከብረኛለህ ኃጢአተኛውን ግን እግዚአብሔር አለው ለምን አንተ ሕጌን ትናገራለህ ኪዳኔንም ባፍህ ለምን ትወስዳለህ አንተስ ተግሣጼን ጠላህ ቃሎቼንም ወደ ኋላህ ጣልህ ሌባውን ባየህ ጊዜ ከእርሱ ጋር ትሮጥ ነበር እድል ፈንታህንም ካመንዝሮች ጋር አደረግ አፍህ ክፋትን አበዛ አንደበትህም ሽንገላን ተበተብ ተቀምጠህል ወንድምህን አማኸው ለእናትህም ልጅ እንቅፋት አኖር ይህን አድርገህ ዝም አልሁ እኔ እንዳንተ እሆን ዘንድ ጠረጠር እዘልፍሃለሁ በፊትህም እቆማለሁ እግዚአብሔርን የምትረሱ እናንተ ይህን አስተውሉ አለዚያ ግን ይነጥቃል የሚያድንም የለም ምስጋናን የሚሰዋ ያከብረኛል የእግዚአብሔርን ማዳን ለእርሱ የማሳይበት መንገድ ከዚያ አለ
Discipleship Radio.
Out in the streets, they call it
Discipleship Radio.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them.
Hata, hata, hata. Hata, 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 where we're at right here, the 22nd sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here, the Monday podcast on the Rastafari podcast right here. We had previously the 21st sabbatical study, and it's interesting in Ki Tisah, because we get the revelation of the name, right? The revelation of the name, also the forgiveness of the B'nai Yisrael because of the Akri. Isn't it interesting? I just heard in Queen Omega and that tune right there, Judgment. That's the rhythm that we're using for today's Psalm 50, according to the royal order. It's an arraignment psalm. And she says something about, I think, inside the wire, something about inside the wire, outside the wire. I don't know if you're familiar, but like outside the wire is like military. It's a military term. One use of it is military terminology. But we're familiar, military terminology. Outside the wire is like to say, like when you're attacking the enemy. When you're attacking the enemy, we're going outside the wire right now, we're attacking the enemy. Israel coming out of Egypt, in the sense, not in the wilderness, right? Now, we're inside the wire, right? The inside the wire means like an enemy combatant, like an enemy combatant detection, right? We detect there's an enemy amongst I and I. Many of the Psalms actually deal with, when talk about enemies, some of the Psalms deal with enemies of other nations. Sometimes it talks about enemy combatants within, combating, going against the teaching of His Majesty. It's interesting, you know, so working inside the wire, the enemy combatant detection, you know, facility, you know, is picking up on this enemy. And here we had in the previous Torah reading and feeding, the enemies in the camp, and therefore the rising up of the tribe of Levi, where we get the tribe of Levi rising up and slaying their fellows. And then we were sharing this audio right here, just to link it. Why Levi? See, the context of what happened with the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, needs to be understood. The children, really the sons, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, they made a covenant, right? They basically gave their word. And then a little over a solar month, between 30 and 40 days, less than 40 days, they got bummy and they went back, you know, to what they should have been going forward away from. They went back to a lot of their, you know, take them out of Egypt, but can't take the Egypt out of them. And we have to understand this in its real context. So now here, they had broke the covenant. They had broken their word. They broke the covenant. And basically, you know, with breaking the covenant with the Almighty, you can say it's a death penalty. All they had to do was to wait. All they had to do was to wait, but they didn't wait. So previous to what we have here, what Jah had said upon giving that word of the covenant to them, introducing them to the covenant and the people willingly accepting, it meant that all of the firstborn sons of Israel, like we say today, every man is priest, prophet, and king. Well, yes, that's what the covenant was basically about. Not every man, but basically the kingdom, it'll be a kingdom of the priests. It says that his will was that it would be a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy nation, a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy, a set-apart nation, a Kadosh God. Now, that meant that, accordingly, every firstborn male son, the male head of the family, would be the priest for that family, for that tribe, for that clan. In other words, for that family, that household. But now, after the sons of Israel had broken their word and went along with the ringleaders of the molten calf conspiracy, they basically had forfeited that right. And thus we get the priesthood. That's why after Exodus, the next book is Leviticus, the handbook of the priests, where the tribe of Levi is chosen for the holy place, the Levites. All of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests. Check again. All of the priests are Levites, according to the pattern that we're studying right here in HaTorah, in Jah's direction, in the glory of His Majesty. All of the priests are Levites, but not all the Levites are priests. So in this same function with all Israel before they had broken their word. So basically what happened is that they lost that right to offer directly as priests. Prior to what we have here in the wilderness, especially with the golden, what's called the golden calf or the molten calf, all of the firstborn sons of Israel offer up a sacrifice to Jah. It's like before Jerusalem was chosen, any place in the Holy Land, one could offer sacrifice. Once Jerusalem was chosen and he set his name there, that was the place of worship. There was only one place of worship in Israel, and that was Jerusalem. That was the temple, as in the wilderness. Only one place of worship, it was a tabernacle. Now, see, the confusion might come in because people say, well, you mean you can only pray in one place? No, we didn't say pray. We said worship. So we have to understand what worship is, distinct from prayer and praise. You can pray and praise anywhere. You know, chant eyes is anywhere, right? There's a appointed place, yes, in Jah grace, but one can pray and praise anywhere. But worship in the fuller sense was to take place in the tabernacle. So the sons of Israel had lost, you know, of all the other tribes, had lost that privilege. So in other words, after we get this pattern set with the Levitical order and the tribe of Levi and Aaron and his sons, and Aaron is the first Christ according to Torah. And when we say Christ, we're speaking in the translation interpretation, Moshiach. He's the first Messiah according to Torah. And his sons are the first Christians or the Messiahites. So the only ones in the camp that was Messiah anointed was Aaron and his sons. They are of the tribe of Levi, right? But the other Levites are the attendants to help with the officiating of service in their due time and their due course. Thus, we have this little audio right here, here, here. Shine Paul, you know, Moshe Levi, a.k.a. Shine. He's speaking something very interesting. I hope the IM can hear, can pick up on it. Short version right here.
Confirmation in my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites, who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
Now what Shine is speaking about, that consummation, Moshe being up in the mountain, getting the tablets and getting the additional instructions, this was the consummating of this relationship of the children of Israel, the sons of Israel. But then the Rev Rav was like a mixed multitude. It's a Hebrew word for the mixed multitude, almost like vagabonds, a mixed multitude in the sense of Rev Rav and the Rasha and the defiant ones, the defiant people, you know, hard heads. Another way of saying that in translation is the wicked, the defiant slash wicked, and the mixed multitude, those mixed multitudes, some who were not really of Israel, but they were of the Hebrew faith. They believed in the Hebrew triunity. They believed in the Hebrew way. They also came out with the sons of Israel. Now, one point that Shine Paul, Moshe Levi, that he made that's not really accurate. The Levites, yes, they killed their family of the Israelites that were ringleaders or involved in this molten calf conspiracy, but it wasn't men and women. Just to point that out, it was basically men. This is like a mind thing. This is why in this Torah reading and feeding, one has to pay attention and take note to the emphasis on the daughters and the woman and their gifts. Right. In other words, a lot that's commanded here in Torah, first up is upon the sons, upon the mandem. And what occurred in the golden or molten calf conspiracy, right, was the mandem, was what the mandem did. So with the tribe of Levi going against and killing like their brother, every man, don't pity your brother, don't pity your friend. If you know your friend was down with that uckery, you know, he gets slaughtered, he gets slain. And some interpret that it's because of this zeal. Now, in the New Testament, said, that's Old Testament. It was so violent. Well, in the New Testament, Rabbeinu, I know Rabbi, the Rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says, right, he says, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, we're not advocating necessarily violence here, but we're advocating justice and judgment, right? That's why it says, mouth of the wise speak about judgments, to bring out this judgment sense right here for one to get a better, a fuller view of what's going on. Now, that's one of the many very important points that are brought out. Also in the same molten calf previous Torah reading and feeding was brought out the great altar of worship, the great altar, the altar of Aishans, as well as the revelation of the Kana Bos, the Kana Basim, the Kana, the Kana. Interesting that the word Kana can mean a reed, right? Reed, and refers to the Kana as in cannabis. Cannabis sativa actually is mentioned in the elements of the anointing oil as well as of the Aishans right here in the Hebrew Bible. And we've been talking about this over, what, 20-something years, and now we came across a recent article. What was it, on the Times of Israel, where they're making a big hoopla, like, yeah, cannabis in the Bible. And it's kind of interesting because some of them were kind of fighting against it. I guess it was like, well, how do you know? Well, we say we're Rastafari, Jah reveal it to I and I. So just to share that right there as well in the previous 21st sabbatical study. So there's a lot of points there, very important points, and it's interesting. We both have the altar of Aishans, the cannabis revelation, right? And then at the same time, we have the molten calf incident, the Ukri, right, where there's a transfer of priestly, you could say, authority from the firstborn, you could say, sons of the families and tribes, the mandem of other tribes, and given exclusively to Levi, right, to the tribe of Levi, and the priesthood exclusively to the sons of Aaron. Now, this would extend all the way to the finding of the true cross, the Mescal. This would extend all the way, right, to the Brit Chadasha. So thus, when you're reading and studying Hebrews, note how much Hebrews is referring to the tabernacle pattern and the tabernacle order. So therefore, now we're studying the Torah readings and feedings. It gives a better and a clearer insight into what we find within Hebrews. And this is why the epistle to the Hebrews, as we have the epistle to the Romans, the epistle to those in Ephesus, Corinthians, Thessalonica, you know, other places, these epistles were to communities of Yehudi, of Jew, of Israelite, and Gentiles that were in these various regions. But the epistle of the Hebrews and to the Hebrews was exclusively the revelation of Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, being that prophesied Moshiach, revealing that to the Hebrews, to those who are of the true Israelite faith, the sons of Israel, the Yehudi. And this is why it speaks completely in tabernacle language. So it's important for us to recognize what the real pattern is. And as we study the real pattern, then we can recognize the counterfeits in Christianity and in those who call themselves Jews. We'll begin to see it. It becomes so clear. Yes, I, Rastafari. Let's ride up.
Confirmation in my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my sons and fathers.
Calling. Yes, sir. We got like 6 minutes. 6 minutes here before we go into the grace portion of this. Want to bring out the revelation of the Yehudi. Some say the Jewish Trinity. We call it the Hebrew Triunity. The Hebrew Triunity, the true Trinity. Kedush Selassie, Hashilush HaKadosh. Revelation here, even in today's daily psalm or Psalm 50. which is a judgment arraignment psalm. So I think the thing I was seeking to bring out was that in the previous Torah reading and feeding, there's such good and high points. And then when you see the uckery of I and I people, you know what I mean? It's like chant. So it's like that good, what Matthew says, that in this life, like good times, you know, like good experience, good times and bad times alternate. I heard that Bourgeois had said this, and Hilop, Fanai, Sunlight, the matriarch of Sight Media, Rastafari TV, she said something that the brother had said that reminded I and I of some I and I reasonings about the mistake happened when we chose both good and evil. You know, we chose both good and evil. The whole thing about the tree of the knowledge, can't handle the knowledge. You know, it's like in that movie where it says, I want to know the truth. You want to know the truth? You can't handle the truth. And the truth is the reality of these experiences of the good times and the bad times is all predicated on what occurred in the beginning. But here, about to ride up right here. I'd like to share also the revelation of the name, the revelation of the Hashem, of Yahweh, Yahweh, of he who be, who he be, the 13 attributes concerning the name. Because here in today's daily psalm, there is a lineup. In the Torah reading and feedings in the psalm, there's alignment right here. Much of what we have in today's daily psalm is predicated or is based on what we have at the foundation in the Torah. I'd like to highlight that as well. But here, wrote it with the Royal Amharic. Here we're going to write up the English, the Hebrew highlights, and then go through a little bit more with the time that we have. 4 minutes, y'all, 4 minutes. Let's ride up. Calling. Yes,
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le Asaf. 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
Adonai, has spoken. And called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. God hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this.
Ar-enu ve-yesha
Elohim. Salvation of God.
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 So here, 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 let's start talking about the attributes, what some call it the midot. The name YHWH has the meaning of he who be who he be, he who becomes who he becomes, and depends on the enunciation of the yod, hey, where hey, can be enunciated as he who was, he who is, and he who is to be. He who was, who he, you know, he who was, who he was, like it is what it is. You say it is what it is, right? Well, the name actually brings out in the same sense, he be who he be. It is what it is. Well, who is he? As we study Torah and study the scripture, it's brought out, and even in the previous sabbatical study, the 21st, it was brought out in the revelation of the Hashem. We refer to the YHWH, Yod Hey Weh Hey Yahweh Jehovah by the Hashem, by the name. This is something by tradition and tribe that has been done by the faithful, not to call on the name, call out, enunciate the name in vain, or sometimes substituted by Adonai, Adonai. Usually the rule that I and I has learned through the Holy Spirit is that when we're in the sacred, in the holy, for example, in the Kedaseh, right, and reading Torah, read the name and pronounce the name while reasoning or just chatting with ones and ones. It's good not to continually, like some of I and I, when we say like His Majesty's name or Ketamawi Haile Selassie, sometimes ones will run on in attributional attributions while just reasoning in a regular conversation. This is one reason why often we refer to as the King of Kings, Negus and Neges, John Hoy. There's other, how can you say, there's other titles and references, right? But in the beginning of today's psalm also is three names are mentioned. Here we want to ride out with the Hebrew triunity as revealed in today's daily psalm, Psalm 50, which is a judgment psalm. So in the previous Torah reading and feeding, the revelation of the great worship chapter, the Aishins, the holy altar of Aishins, the anointing, the cannabis, the revelation of the name is all there, as well as a judgment concerning the molten calf. In today's psalm also, we have a similar revelation within the verses that refer to this same event, right, this Torah horizon, this study horizon right here. But let's share right here just a brief overview of the Hashem and the 13 attributes. And as we learn these 13 attributes and we're reading the scripture elsewhere, we'll see that those who were Torah observant and those of the faithful also were acquainted with it. We know that David is acquainted with this. In fact, in today's daily psalm, just to make this kind of point a little more clear right here, it's the Rhema word right here, here, here. When it speaks about cast my words, when I cast my words behind you, people might think that, well, it's just like what Jah has said. Yes, it's what Jah has said, or just, you know, areas of the Bible. People say, well, you cast his words of the Bible behind you. Well, in the true context, when it says the word, his word is speaking of the 10 words. He's speaking of the 10 commandments. He's speaking of the 10 words, all right, the 10 words. So the real context is like you cast the commandment. You cast, in other words, the covenant behind you. So in today's psalm would properly be attributed to the previous Torah reading of those who had broken the covenant and now were under a judgment. because of the word. The word.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
And once again, even right there with Garmawi Magusin Magas, his Imperial Majesty, when he was asked what advice would he give to young people, he responded and said his advice to all. And he could have quoted many areas, pointing to many things, but he points to the very same area that Jah Jehovah, Elohim Ha'ab, God the Father, remember the Holy Trinity is revealed here in HaTorah, that God the Father spoke those very words. Those are the words, the 10 words, the 10 commandments, the 10 words are the words that Hashem, Elohim himself spoke. They heard his voice. And remember how when the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And Moshe said to them, you know, they said to Moses, speak now with us. They were like, we don't want to hear, you know, we don't want to hear, you know. Instead, you speak with us and we will hear. But they said, make not Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Elohim, speak with us, with I and I, lest we die. This is interesting. This is where the revelation, the 10 words, is in Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, you get to verse 18 and verse 19. And Moshe said to the people, fear not, for Ha'elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, is come to prove you. Now, you have to remember that the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, they said that all that Jehovah has said, we will do. We will do. Even before they heard what they were to do, they already said all that he said. All right, this is where the covenant was cut. All right, Moshe went to Jah. Jah said to Moshe, they've spoken well. He said, make a covenant. All right, so that covenant was made with them, and now we get the revelation of the pure will, the pure intent. We say the heart of the matter. So his majesty, right, in the revelation, Christ and his kingly character speaking the same words. So we say that he is the same today, yesterday, forever. Here's the proof right here. Now, Moshe said to the people, don't fear, for Elohim has come to prove you, and that his fear, or bringing out the Hebrew sense, his reverence, his respect, as I and I say, may be before your faces, may be before your perception, that ye, that y'all uck up not, that y'all don't uck up, that y'all sin not, that y'all lack not. And then in verse 21, it says, and the people stood afar off. So in spite, they're like, whatever you saying, Moses, yeah, whatever, Moses, because the people stood far off. And Moshe, he drew near to the thick darkness, where, get this, the darkness, where Ha'elohim, where Elohim was. That's why it says in the next verse that Jehovah said to Moses, verse 22, thus, like this, thou shalt say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, ye all have seen that I have talked with you from Shemayim. Right? And then he says specifically in verse 23, y'all shall not make with me. Now, you have to listen to the language. Even the translation sometimes falls somewhat short. You know, that's to be expected. It's English after all, not Hebrew, not an Afro-Shemitic language, but still, in many places, it comes out pretty accurate. Y'all shall not make with me, gods, Elohim, right, of silver, neither shall y'all make to you, right, Elohim of gold. This is interesting. Note the language. Y'all shall not make with me, Hilahim says, Elohim of silver, neither shall y'all make to you Elohim of gold. That's so interesting, right? This is chapter 20 of Exodus. This is all before what we get later on in chapter 32, right? In chapter 32. Now we start to meditate and reason. Look how many reason on it. When they heard Elohim's voice speak these words, speak about the Ten Commandments, speak about the Ten Words, as His Majesty gave I and I that advice, His advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words. The people, They drew back, and they asked, it's the people who ask for a mediator. It's the people who ask for an intercessor. John said, it's I and I, right? I and I, come forward, right? Moshe is like the valet, like the valet parking, like the valet. He's just going to, you know, point you to the way. And you're like, no. You represent me at this meeting. I'm not going to the meeting, because if we go to the meeting, we're going to die. This shows there was some of that Egypt, Mizraim. They still had some Mizraim, right, in them. And they had to go through a little more Mizraim, right, again. But here, picking up right here, the revelation of the attributes. Let's bring it out right here.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
13. Face, Vayikra Yahuwah, and proclaim Yahuwah, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Vayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah, El Rahum, Ve-Hanun, Er-Rekapayim, Ve-Rav Chesed, Ve-Emet. And Jehovah passed before him. Vayaevor Yahuwah. Allah panayo before his face. Vayikra Yahuwah and proclaim Yahuwah Yod-Heh Weh-Heh. Yahweh, Yahweh, He who be, we be. Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. Yahweh, He who be, we be. El, the true good, the true God. El, Rahum. El, merciful. El, Rahum. Wichanun, and gracious. Wichanun. Erekapayim, long suffering. Erekapayim, long nose, long suffering. Erekapayim. Wirava chesed. And abundant, and enough in chesed, and abundant in goodness, and enough in loving kindness, with rava chesed, with emet, and truth. Notzera chesed dalai lafim, nose avona wa pesha'a, with chata'a, with nake loa yenake, poked. Evona vota ala banima wa ala bineya banima ala shileshima wa ala ribaim. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, antiquity, and transgression, and sin, and uckery, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer, chesed, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed, lalafim, for the thousandth generation, lalafim, nosei avon, lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness, nosei avon, nosei Aon, 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 nose avona wa pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion wa pesha'a, with chata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the marka, with chata'a, with nake lo yin nake pokeda, and will by no means clear the guilty. Evo nabota ala banim wa ala b'nei avanim. Visiting the iniquity, pokeda eona, evona, pokeda evona avot, of the fathers, avot, pokeda eona avot, ala banim, upon the children, wa ala b'nei avanim, and upon the sons, ala shaleshim, to the third, wa ala riba'im, and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Vayamahir Moshe, vayikoda aritza,
Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem.
So right here we call this the Hebrew Trinity, Triunity, Jewish Triune God, El Elohim, Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh, Yahweh, YHWH, here, a reasonment.
Musical, this make you jump and twist, and time to run no risk.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. So here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Nun. Psalm, Hebrew letter, Nun, some enunciate as Nun, some enunciate as Nun. It may be enunciate as Nun, the Hebrew letter Nun, which has a numerical value of 50. So Psalm 50 also is referred to as Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Nun. Mizmor Nun. Today's daily psalm here, Psalm 50, the 50th psalm. It has, and so say here in the Midrash notes, there's an allusion. Now, allusion is not illusion. And this is also a key point about like pointing and vowelization and vocalization. We have allusion. Allusion, spelled A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. And then we have illusion. Now the two words basically in the English are very similar. And this is a good example, especially for many of the English speakers and ones in comparison with like the Afro-Shemitic languages like Hebrew, languages like Amharic, languages like Ge'ez, the Afro-Shemitic and the Shemitic languages. We put Ge'ez in a little different category, while Hebrew and Amharic is a little closer, being both of them Creole. They are what they would call Creole languages. Creole, the basic idea there is it's almost like a combination. This is why we say Afro-Semitic or Afro-Shemitic. So in today's daily psalm, we have what is known as an allusion. So pointing it as allusion to distinguish it from another similar word, illusion. So often if we don't really pay attention to the details and as Rovenu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbis, I and I Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua, HaMashiach, as he teaches us and says, take heed to how we hear. So we're speaking of this psalm, Mizmor Nun, being an allusion, alluding to the Trinity. What is an allusion? Not what is an illusion. So see the difference? So we have that kind of pointing as well within the Hebrew and within the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic tongues, where we have a word that, if it's not pointed correctly, could infer another idea, another word, or one, if one does not hear it correctly. For example, we say allusion. So when I say the psalm is an allusion, would you think I say the psalm is an illusion? No, the psalm is allusion. It's an allusion, an expression designed to call something to mind. Is one of the main basic definitions of allusion. A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N, distinguishing this from I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. So an allusion is an expression designed to call something to mind without mentioning it explicitly. An indirect or a passing reference. They give an example right here, like an allusion to Shakespeare. Right? Alluding to Shakespeare. You know, like I said, Horatio. You know, there are more things in heaven and earth than have been dreamt of in thy philosophy, in your philosophy. You know, that's an allusion to Shakespeare. I think it was it Horatio to Hamlet or something like that, but that's another point, just to use that as an example. So an allusion, right? An allusion also can be defined as a practice, like the practice of making allusions, not illusions. I want to emphasize that there, because how do we point it? It's pointed as allusion, not pointed as ih. We have illusion. Ih and ah, two different vowel pointings. Two different words, allusion, right, and illusion. We're speaking here of allusion, right, and alluding. So many times, because these are similar sounding words in English, right, the language that the majority of us are more familiar with and ones to be more familiar with, right, similar sounding words. This is a very good example here of some similar sounding words, and we come across this within our studies, even within the Hebrew, so we have to really go into the, you know, what is the proper pointing of the words. And this is where we also are alluding to some of the other Hebrews and the other Israelites and some of the other camps, which speak about the Lashon HaKadosh, as they would call it, or the holy language. And many would say, well, there are not this many vowels, or they will have everything as a ah vowel, ah vowel, ah vowel, right? You know, as we say, even with the Hashem, with the name, the Tetragrammaton, that there are three main ways that these four letters, the Yod, Hey, the Wow, and Hey. In modern Jews, many of the modern Yehudi and modern Hebrew, they would say there's no W. They say that the Hebrew has every sound except a W sound. That's because of Khazarian, Ashkenazi, and other mother tongues. They are approaching Hebrew from their particular perspective. But it is true that there is a W sound in the ancient Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, generally speaking, there is not a W sound. So referring to the Tetragrammaton, the four letters of the divine name of the Hashem, the Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey, Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Others would say Yod, Hey, Vahey. Yod, Hey, Vahey, they would say. We say Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Hey. Or contracted a little bit, Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Some would pronounce it as Yahawah. Yahawah. Right? That is one of the pointings of the name. But we have Wahu Haya, Wahu Hoe, Wahu Yehye. So we have the Yahawah, right? Yahawah, he who was. Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, Hoe, or modern Hebrew, Hoveh, Hoveh. They pronounce as Hoveh. More correctly, Hoe, Yahweh, 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 he who be, he who is being, present, right? And then we have Yahweh, he who will be or he who will become. So even right there, we have an expression based on the ancient Hebrew of the Hebrew Trinity. We call it the Hebrew Trinity. The reference, point of reference is the Hebrew Trinity. Very good book, as we've mentioned before, by Yoel Natan. Yoel Natan has a book known as the Jewish Trinity. The Jewish, he calls his book the Jewish Trinity. We say, more correctly, it would be the Hebrew Trinity, but the point understood from the perspective that the author and researcher has researched it, regardless of that particular matter, it is a very, very good book. We have, I think, a PDF available at the Rastafari Foundation, and also for the Talmudim, the Dekam Ez Amorit, for the disciples. You know, there is a study hard copy available. You know, send forth an inquiry, contact at the RastafariGroundation.org, and we'll see what we can do at that particular time based on the supplies, you know, that are available. We will highly, highly recommend this to the Talmudim, to the disciples, the Dekam Ez Amorit, to get a copy of this, because today's Daily Psalm is a very good example right here, as we went through the Midrash Tehillim on today's Daily Psalm, which has a very interesting opening, and it's the opening that alludes, and there's an allusion to the Trinity, or to the Trinitarian arguments. Now, in modern Judaism, nowadays, generally speaking, Judaism, there is a rejection, right, of the Trinity, of every Trinity, or of the Trinity in that sense. Yet, as Yoel Natan has pointed out and brought forward, Sefer HaBrit, or what one may refer to as the Old Testament. Some people say they don't like these terms and, you know, such and such, but, you know, we got to grow up. You know, it's not about what we like. I might not like something that is true, but it's true, right? I'm going to have to adjust my likes to what is true, and not try to adjust what is true to my likes, right? So in the Old Testament, right, or the Brit Yeshana, the Sefer HaBrit, speaking of the scriptures, right, the Old Testament sense, we do have the Hebrew Trinity. And this is a very, very important area of not just study, but there are some basics that we need to get a grasp of. This is one reason why throughout the Roshanas, we have often taken this time and opportunity to kind of emphasize certain points and also bring forward certain examples. This is a good example here in Psalm 50, where the opening verse here, it reads a psalm of Asaph. The general translation is, God, God, the Lord, he hath spoken and called the earth. The Hebraic sense and the idea is not just called the earth, but the idea Hebraically is called the earth into being. Now, that might get somewhat lost in translation, but those who have the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to ones, even if one's not able to, you know, so-called read and study the Hebrew, you might get that sort of idea. Have you gotten that idea when you read this verse or such verses where he says called the earth? What does it mean he has called the earth? He just shouted out to the earth? The Hebraic idea here, he's called the earth into being, right? Here in the KJV, this opening verse has been translated as, the mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. course. This is a translation, the translation that most English speakers and most of us have become initially familiar with. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Now there's a few points that should be clarified about the translation. The translation, no doubt the best of its time, 1611, so forth and so on. We refer to the King James Version as a basic English point of reference and is especially useful in the interlinear studies of the Bible, like the Strong's Concordance, you know, especially for the Old Testament, as well as the Theolexicon and the New Testament studies. But here's the verse in the Masoretic Hebrew, Mizmor Non Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le'asa El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretz Mimizrach Shemesh Ada Nevo. Now, the translation, Hebraically, more correctly, of the opening, the first three words, the first three names, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah. So we have three names clear. El Elohim and Yod-Heh-Wah-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Right? Here we have KJV says, the mighty God. Now, there's the italicization you'll find in the KJV, even. It says, the mighty God, even. If you look at it in a better King James printing, that even there should be italicized. And the first thing, Chavarim, Talmudim, you should know when you find italicizations or italics in the King James Bible, what does that mean, Chavarim? What does that mean, Chavarim? When you find italics in the KJV, that means that those words essentially do not appear within the original, within the Hebrew or the point of reference Hebraically that has been supplied by the translators for English speakers to bring out generally what the translator feels or thinks is the best sense to give the English speaker a sense of what an intelligent Hebrew reader or hearer would read, hear, and understand properly. But here the translator said, the mighty God, the Lord, hath spoken. Pause right here. Because the Hebrew reads, El Elohim Yahweh Diber, 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 Diber. He hath spoken, Diber. El Elohim Yahweh. El Elohim Yahweh. El Elohim or Jehovah. El Elohim Jehovah. El Elohim Jehovah. But that doesn't appear to come forward in the translation. What they have instead is the mighty God. They say the mighty God. The mighty God. Now, this is one of the places where many of the translators take great liberty. The word mighty is based on the ancient translators from the Hebrew into the English. And this is not to fault them. It's not just to fault them. Some might think that, oh, we're saying this because we just are faulting the KJV, or just, you know, like some people say, like nowadays, you find critique or to be hypercritics. No, this is, you know, because some actually say that, oh, you know, we as Hebrews or Israelites can be overly scholarly. Well, actually, you may not be scholarly enough. This is not about forever learning and not able to come to that knowledge of the truth. This is with the knowledge of the truth. With the knowledge of the truth. Some people think they know the truth, right? But they're not growing in grace and in knowledge. They're just holding to this little bit of truth, but anything that challenges that they know, see, it's not going away from the knowledge of the truth, but building in the knowledge of the truth. So it's not about being so-called overly scholarly, right? Some could be overly stupid, too. You know, you could be overly stupid, right? You could say, well, you know the truth, right? And someone else is studying, and they are growing in knowledge, and yes, they are learning, but their ever learning, their continual learning, does not take them away from the knowledge of the truth, because they're fulfilling even what the Brit Chadasha says, right? To study, to shew yourself approved. Because why did the King James Version say the mighty God, even the Lord, instead of God the Lord? Because the first name that is presented is El. Some of the Hebrews like to pronounce it as Al, you know, and this is to the point of like illusion, right? And there could be a word allusion, but here the proper pointing is El, because we study the more ancient Hebrew and Hebraic, we find Ayaleh. We find Hebraically Ayaleh. This is similar to the Afro-Shemitic, the Amharic, and the Gutas, where we have Ayaleh, one form, and Chayel, right? But here it's El, and not as we have it elsewhere in the Hebrew scriptures as Ha-El. Now, this sense of Ha-El is the God to say and bring out Hebraically the idea of the God, the true God, or correctly, according to the ancient Hebrew gnosis, the Ad, the Almighty. So El, when we say El, more correctly would be Almighty. Now one will say, well, what about El Shaddai? What about El Shaddai? The Almighty Supply, the Almighty Nourisher, the Almighty Shaddai. That's what that name actually means right there. So El in and of itself is mighty, because at the root of El is power. At the root of El, from Ayaleh. And from Ayaleh, right, in a softer form, in a harder form, we have Chayaleh. Contracted, we have Chayil. As we have in the Hashem of the King, we have Chayla. Softened, Chayla. Softened, Chayla. But at its root, or as a core, we have El. So El is actually translates the word mighty in the sense of almighty. So they could have said the Almighty God. But then that would have confounded with the previous earlier translation in Genesis into English, where they have El Shaddai. Now El Shaddai is often translated as the Almighty God, while the word and the name El in and of itself is Almighty, because the root of it implies power, implies strength, implies prevailing, Ayaleh contracted, El. And see, this is where we understand the proper pointing. This is how we understand the proper pointing, right? So it's not about being overly scholarly, Hebrews, Israelites. It's about whether you are scholarly enough to shew yourself approved. Because you've talked a lot about one or two vowels in Hebrew, but sooner or later, a lot of y'all is going to find out that's wrong, because it causes a confusion of tongues, right? And we know that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is not the author of confusion. Your ignorance is. So here we have the mighty God in translation. From the Sefer Tehillim, we have God, God. They repeat God, God. Now, even the God, God, in that sense right there, is understandable, but it is not quite correct, accurate, when we are looking at the Hebrew. But for perhaps a speaker or reader within the vulgar languages, like English or something like that, perhaps that's, cast your pearl, don't cast your pearl, okay? So, God, God, the Lord, the Hebrew, El Elohim, Yahuwah, but modern Jews, or modern Judaism, with a deference to the, quote, ineffable name, to the Hashem, they would say, El Elohim Adonai. So in popular Judaism, nowadays Judaism, they will avoid saying the YHWH that often they would transliterate as YHVH. And the reason for the V instead of W has more to do with the ethnic Europeanism, Ashkenazi, Khazarian, Eastern Slavic, Canaanite, Hittite, Yehudi, Edomite, Jews of today, and their particular speech pattern, their particular, what we call linguistically, their mother's tongue. But Hebraically, properly, we have El Elohim Yahuwah. Now, this fact has caused certain ones from roughly 2,000 years ago, right? Some who might be referred to as many as heretics, some who may be referred to as Christians, right? Whether they were, originally formerly Jews or Jews who believe in HaMashiach Yeshua and therefore are called, quote, Christians or not, this induced many to say, well, this is the Trinity. This is the Trinity right here. And then as a pushback to this, there have been certain some Jews who don't believe in the Trinity, not even the Hebrew Trinity. See, and those are the apostates there. As Yoel Natan really, really brings out in his book, The Jewish Trinity, and he subtitles the book, When Rabbis Believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When rabbis believe, Amen, admitted as yea and Amen as true, in Ha'av, Ha'bein, and Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad, he who be, who he be, the one. This psalm gives us a good point of reference right here, and this is one of the reasons why we're just briefly seeking to address this. And we have this here as an allusion, right? As an allusion, alluding to. And what do we define? What's the definition of allusion? Not illusion. Allusion is sometimes confused with illusion. And if you confuse allusion with illusion, you are in confusion, right? Allusion is an expression designed to call something to mind without mentioning it explicitly. We have many allusions to the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalosh, HaKadosh, in the Hebrew, Kedush, Selassie. We have the Hebrew, and I'm qualifying this as the Hebrew Trinity, or as Yoel Natan would reference it from his book, the Yehudi, the Jewish Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, right? If we say the Yehudi, right? The Yehudi Trinity, the Judaic Trinity is right and accurate. Because there's many different trinities, a lot of different trinities, right? Like there's a lot of different so-called gods, right? Gods, pseudo-trinities. The other gods are pseudo-trinities. The true Trinity is the Hebrew, right? When we say the Hebrew Trinity, more correctly, the Yehudi or the Judaic Trinity. Why? Because Roveinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, what did he say? Yeshua HaMashiach said to the human Samaritan woman, y'all worship that which y'all know not. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Yehudi, is of the Jews, even of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So, this opening of Mizmor Nun, Psalm 50, Psalm L, and interestingly enough, Psalm 50 is often themed, in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed Yisrael, Israel. Israel arranged. Right? Israel arranged. It didn't say Judah arranged, but Israel arranged. It's an arraignment song. El Elohim Yahuwah. This represents the deity, the divinity, Hashem, in three aspects, which is the true Hebrew Trinity, or the Yehudi, the Jewish Trinity, the mighty one, El, Elohim, the judge, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the gracious one, El, the mighty one, the almighty, El, Elohim, the judge, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the gracious one. The combination is also found in Joshua, Joshua chapter 22. The psalm here, it begins with a majestic heaping, so to speak, together of the divine, the divine names, as if a herald, one who goes before, were proclaiming the style and the title of a mighty king, the Melech HaOlam, the eternal king, the king of eternity, at the opening of a solemn assize, a solemn like assize, a solemn assembly. Almost a way of alluding to this would be like when the president of, say, the United States of America is about to enter in and give like a speech to the nation, and he's about to enter in into what's that room that they have where the president speaks and everything, and the Speaker of the House, you know what I'm saying? The President of the United States of America, you know, he says that. Well, here we have El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikraret Mimizrach Shemesh Adamibo. El Elohim Yahuwah, the Almighty, the Mighty One, the Judge, He who be who He be, Diber, has spoken, Vayikra Aret, and has called the earth, Mimizrach Shemesh, from the rising, Mimizrach Shemesh ad mebo'o, till the going forward. That's the second place right there. The second point about this verse, major point. There's also minor points, but the second major point is when it says the going to the going down. Not un, the un, you got to strike that un. Un means not, but to, towards, ad mebo'o. To the going forth, the going forth, mebo'o, to bo means to go, mebo'o, right? Till the going, to its going forward, to its going forward, from its rising up. The sense of the rising up is the rising, mimi zarach, zarach. Zarach doesn't have to do with it actually like the sun, like moving up and down according to the false heliocentric idea of Copernicus and the rest of them, the rest of the Gentiles, the Goyi ha-aretz. No, it has to do with the light. If you look at the root of Mizrach, come from Zarach. Zarach has to do with the light rising up, like when the light rises up. You know, because the Shemesh, the sun on the earthly plane, is like a needle on a record. The sun on the earthly plane may be likened to a needle on a record, right? So if you're at a certain point, right, on the record, right, on the record, and it's not the record that is spinning, you know, like the earth. It's not the earth that is spinning, but it is the luminaries. It's the heavens. It's the luminaries that are spinning, that are moving about, right? So from the rising of the light of the sun to its adamibo'o, till it's going forward, right? So for the light rising up, like in the dawning, in the so-called morning, but more correctly the dawning, right, till it's going forward, right? And then on the next side, with other people on the earthly plane, they will see it rising as well, the light rising, the rising of the Shemesh, and then as the day goes through, they will see it's going forward, 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 forward ever, right? So here, 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 just to put this into a context here, truly, this psalm here is alluding, right? It is calling to mind the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. It's calling to mind the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, right? Without making explicit mention of it, but within the language, within the context, the points of reference, this can be proven. And once again, for the brothers, the Chabarim, the Talmudim, this particular book, The Jewish Trinity, is a very good point of reference. We're looking through it as we went through the Midrash on the Psalm, because we saw some commentary concerning one named Rav Simlai, right? What is meant by the words? He was asked what is meant by the words El Elohim Yahuwah Diber, what is meant by the words El Elohim Yahuwah has spoken, he have spoken. And he was asked by the heretics, he said, the heretics or the mini, and the mini at certain times by the Yehudi will refer to the so-called Christians, or those who allege themselves to be Christians, right, or of HaMoshiach. But it's important to note that it is Rovenu Yeshua HaMoshiach who himself says to us, even in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew in Matthew's Gospel, to go forth and to teach and to baptize in the name of Ha'ab, the Father, Ha'bein, the Son, and Ruach HaKadosh. Not speaking of three separate ones, but speaking of He who be, who He be, the One. Beshem Ha'ab, Ve'Ha'bein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh. Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, He who be, who He be, Echad. The key is Echad, Echad. But speaking to the His Trinity aspects, the aspects of He who be, who He be, we find it throughout Judaically, throughout the scriptures. There's many, many references to the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, the Yehudi Trinity of His Divine Majesty.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le Asaf, 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord
Adonai,
had spoken,
Adonai,
the Lord, spoken, the Lord, spoken, the Lord.
Diber vayikra aret,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o,
out of Zion, the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty, the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi,
michlal yofi, michlal yofi, michlal yofi.
God hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined. Shine.
Yavo
Eloheinu,
our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this.
Arenu beyesha
Elohim.
Salvation of God.
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 Salvation of God.